WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. We've got a look at state health department data on COVID-19 in local nursing homes. And now that the primaries are over, what does Virginia's U.S. Senate race look like? Also, pro-gun activists challenge Virginia's new background checks law. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, June 25th. Details about COVID-19 outbreaks at nursing homes and long-term care facilities in our area have recently become available from Virginia's COVID-19 Long-Term Care Task Force. Governor Ralph Northam set up the task force after pressure to release more data about the disease at individual facilities. One of the largest outbreaks has occurred at Skyview Springs Nursing Home in Page County, which has reported 151 cases since late April and 22 deaths from COVID-19. As a result, Page County has one of the highest death rates from the disease in the state. In Shenandoah County, Consulate Healthcare of Woodstock has reported 82 cases and 10 deaths. Harrisonburg's Health and Rehabilitation Center reports 34 cases with no deaths. You'll find the full list of outbreaks at Virginia facilities at the Virginia Department of Health website, or you can search online for Virginia Long-Term Care Task Force, and you'll find the data there. Bridgewater Retirement Community has fired a top executive for alleged financial misconduct. BRC announced Wednesday it had fired Sarah Hagen, Vice President for Independent Living and Assisted Living, effective last Monday. BRC did not specify the nature of Hagen's alleged financial misconduct, but said it involved corporate resources, not residents' personal funds or property. BRC said it reported the allegations to authorities and is cooperating with the investigation. Full disclosure, Bridgewater Retirement Community sponsors programming on WMRA. Well, now that the primary election is over, the fall campaign season is underway. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope previews the race for United States Senate in the Commonwealth.
Back in 2016, a woman was killed by a beach umbrella in Virginia Beach. Senator Mark Warner, a Democrat, reacted by urging the Consumer Product Safety Commission to step in and possibly help save lives. That was the wrong course of action, according to college professor and war vet Daniel Gade. He's now the Republican candidate opposing Warner this November.
That's maybe a local government responsibility. State government, maybe, but the idea that an overarching, overpowerful federal government would reach into our lives in a way that tells us how deeply we should drill our beach umbrellas into the sand, that's absurd.
Warner says it's probably a bad idea to let local or state government regulate beach umbrellas.
Generally speaking, businesses like to have state rules preempted so they can have a single standard. You know, if Mr. Gade is suggesting that we ought to have 50 different sets of rules or maybe 50,000 different sets of rules because every locality ought to be able to make those rules, that would be an area where I just respectfully disagree.
Gade says he plans on making the role of the federal government a central issue in his campaign. Warner says he's ready for that argument. Michael Polk.
And finally, pro-gun activists have filed a lawsuit challenging a new Virginia law that will expand background checks for gun buyers. The law, set to go into effect July 1st, that's next Wednesday, is one of seven gun control measures passed by the General Assembly this year. It requires a background check for any firearm sale, even between private individuals. The lawsuit alleges that the new law infringes on the right to keep and bear arms. The Virginia Citizens Defense League and five other plaintiffs filed the suit Monday in Lynchburg Circuit Court. The plaintiffs are asking for a court order blocking enforcement of the law and a finding by the court that the law is unconstitutional. Attorney General Mark Herring's office defended the new law and said background checks, quote, are critical to ensuring that firearms stay out of the hands of dangerous individuals, and that similar laws have been upheld by courts elsewhere. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Thursday.